Hi, welcome to Rich Dreams Express.
I'm Tom Pauly.
And I'm Penelope Pauly. And we have a great question that we're going to talk to you about today. Hope you're having a wonderful 2013 and things are going your way, or at least you're starting to figure out what way you'd like to go.
Well, you've got to pick it up and get going. It's January. Time to get going.
So this is from Penny. Hi, Tom and Penelope, which I already love that she's probably really a Penelope. Happy holidays to you and yours. I'm so happy to be getting your emails that words cannot express my gratitude. Thank you. Since 10:30 of 12, my life has been a roller coaster of overwhelm, self-doubt, and low self-esteem and self-confidence because I was restructured out of a 22-plus year job. Embarked on a new career in February as a mortgage broker and have made no money. Love the career, but I'm attracting clients that somehow never qualify or go elsewhere. The pity party is starting. Tried everything. And when I heard your interview done a few years ago with Joe Vitale, your genuine personalities made me feel that all is possible. Sorry for the rambling, here's my question. How can I reverse this negative BS in my business and financial life without feeling it's all woo-woo stuff? Have been interested in this LOA subject since a teenager, starting with Joseph Murphy's old books. Love you both, Penny.
May I start?
Sure.
First of all, it may not be a pity party. We're going to give you a lot of good ideas and ways to improve your life, but you have to pay attention to yourself, and you got to pay attention to what's happening. You're no longer working for somebody. Don't get paid when you go to work in the morning. You don't walk in, sit down on the desk, have a cup of coffee, chat with the guy sitting in the desk next to you, and you get paid that whole time. You get a salary. You're not doing anything to make money. But you get paid. Now, you're working for yourself. You may have somebody above you somewhere. You may do this. But when you're a mortgage broker, you get paid by placing loans. Okay? It's a business. Okay, you have to pay attention to everything. And here's the deal. This business is a tough business you chose. Right now, it's really difficult to make loans because the banks and the mortgage bankers and brokers are requiring a lot more qualification than ever before. In 2004, I'd have said, great, knock them dead, because they were approving people that had one foot in the grave. That's not the way it is now. Right now, you got your hand in the fire. Yes, you can work hard at that, but you got to be aware. You got to pay attention. It may not be the business that will do well at this point in time.
For you. It might do well for someone, but you know, that's why in quantum marketing we talk a lot about getting the right business for you. And that may be the right business for you. And if you like it and you're seeing improvement, fantastic.
But you should make money right away.
You should make money in your business.
Yes. And if you're not making money, look around. There's a reason for it.
And the reason isn't you're not doing well enough, and the reason isn't that you're not good enough, and the reason isn't you're not worth it. That's not the reason, okay? Because money is a physical manifestation of a spiritual situation. That's it. Always. If you're out of balance in your physical material experience, there's a place you're out of balance spiritually. There's a place you're out of balance in yourself. And you state very clearly that for well over a year, you've been really struggling with your own confidence, feeling good about yourself, feeling like you're worth it. And I got to tell you something. And this is something that, you know, this is something new that we're talking about. You got to recognize that whatever job you had for 22 years is not the reason that you could pay your bills. It was not the reason you drove the car you drove. It wasn't the reason you had the friends you had. It wasn't the reason for your good. That job had nothing to do with it, because that employer is not who's in charge of your good. God is. God, the universe, whatever you want to call it, this higher power that exists beyond us, that is the source of your goodness. That's the source of all that you have. Maybe you just need to say, forget about it. Doesn't matter that you got laid off. You were restructured out. You were supposed to do something new.
God leads us through
A lot of different ways.
Watch pocketbook. Or pocketbook's
one of them.
Account.
Definitely.
Money. He leads us with money. There's this great saying, O son of spirit, with fire we test the gold, and with gold we test our servants. If you remove money from a person, they're going to go somewhere else. They're going to do something else. So if you're not supposed to be in the business, then the universe, your higher power, God, will not let you be successful. I have been in, oh my gosh, how many MLMs? I'm an MLM sucker.
Aren't you in an MLM recovery program?
I should be. I should start one. I mean, somebody was, I've gone through some hell. I was in Shackling 3 times. I was in...
Mel Luke at least twice.
I decided, oh heck, this time I'm going to do it. This is great. All these people are making money. And I'm always attracted by them saying money, you know. And I was in this business we're in, and we're making a lot of money. And helping people. And it was so wonderful. And somebody came up and said, you know, here, I got a new MLM. And, oh, I don't want to hear about it. And then they handed me a piece of chocolate. And I tasted it. I said, well, that's pretty good. I said, yeah, all it is selling chocolate. It's good new chocolate. Blah, 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 blah.
Healthy chocolate full of nutrients. Blah,
finally
blah, blah.
Had to get out when I was spending $400 a month on chocolate and gaining weight like crazy. Okay. Sometimes you're not supposed to be in the field. That's not where God wants you. He wants me on this headset talking to you and helping you. He wants me writing so that I can give you courses and books to help improve your life. He doesn't want me selling chocolate or pills or soap or anything else. Maybe there's something else in your mind. It's like, well, I'd like to do this if I got enough money. If I get squared away, maybe I'd like to do that. That's probably the one. I'm not saying you're in the wrong business. You should write down.
Absolutely. And you might have already started doing that kind of thing. I encourage you to get a 79-cent notebook. That's what we call it in our first book, the 79-cent notebook. It's just a cheap, spiral-bound notebook. We're a cheap, spiral-bound notebook. Easy access. That could cost you a dollar. Could cost you 15 cents if you buy it in August or September. But you need a place to just write some things down. And let me give you just a couple of things that you can start, kind of some starting off points to write down. I want you to write down things that you want in your life above and beyond your business. You want a new car? Do you want a new home? Do you want a loving relationship? Do you want kids? Do you have pets? Do you want to go traveling? Do you want to buy some new shoes? Are you looking at some new artwork? What do you want in your life? And then write them down specifically in the present tense. And you may already know about this. I don't know you personally yet, Penny. So, and this is for everybody to help them. I have a new or like new car. It's an easy way to start. Detail it. It is red. It's a truck. It's got four-wheel drive. It's got a hauling package. Whatever it is. I have a new dress. It's beautiful on me. I look great. I feel great. And then write a little about what you want in your life. Then you can start branching out and looking at your business. I have a career I love.
How do you want your business to be? Not which business, but how do you want your life to be?
How do you want the experience of your working life to be? Okay, this is about your experience. If nothing in this realm is real, nothing we interact with exists, then it's all about our perception. It's all about our experience of it. That's what you want to program in. That's what you want to create. And your experience has been feeling bad about yourself. And that happened to a lot of people. Lots and lots and lots of people have gone through this kind of thing over the past few years. It's terrible. It hurts. So you got to write down what you want. I have a business that supports me. I have a career I love. I work with people I find interesting. I work with people I respect. I'm up to the task. I'm in the correct business for me. Then start listening to what's going on in your world. If you really haven't made money for almost a year, I'm concerned that maybe that's not the right place for you. Because you have to live on something.
The whole idea is that you make money. And if you're in the right place, you'll make money. There's no way around it.
And we're not saying make money because you're supposed to be.
You. It'll be money will flow to you. There'll be no, you're not saying you don't have to work hard. You don't have to work extra. You don't have to work special. You might work from morning to night. We did with Rich Streams when he wrote Quantum Marketing, which goes into all this in greater detail. But it wasn't work. It was a joy. It was an effort of love. My goodness, like we couldn't get it down fast enough. Now, if you're getting that kind of experience, if you're loving it so much, then, okay, stay with it. But the money's a big deal. Pay attention to the money. If you're not getting money in, there's something wrong. It doesn't mean it's with you. It could be the business. It could be you're not doing what God wants you to do. Write down, I now know what I'm supposed to, what would the right, the correct business for me. I now know the business that makes me, gives me the kind of life I'm looking for. Write down everything that's in your mind. Write it down.
And I just want to touch a little bit on the end of this. First of all, I don't know why you're judging woo-woo stuff if you've been studying it since you were a teenager.
Nailed. I like okay. That.
Don't do that to yourself. First of all, it's nobody else's business but yours. And if you're drawn to it, guess what, sister? You believe it.
And it's
or
real.
Or it's speaking to you on some level. And if it's speaking to you on some level, you got to go forward and figure it out. If you really hate it and you want to go back to your old life of judging things and thinking things are stupid and silly if they aren't in the real world, more power to you. I give you full permission. But you're here because nothing else is working. So own it.
How long have we been doing woo-woo stuff?
Well, pretty, I mean, I could quote junior high quotes of what I mean, was...
For our business, we've been doing it exclusively since, 96 or 7? 97?
Yeah.
97. Now, I mean, we had other businesses, but we were not, we're not working them like everybody works. We were working them woo-woo style.
Totally woo-woo style, to the point that we wouldn't even tell the people that we worked with exactly what we did during the day.
Yeah, we got into a big fight over that once.
Okay, you got to understand, we kept it pretty close to the chest, because you know what? Some people will give you grief about it.
It's none of their business.
But you know what? It's none of their business. And don't do that to your head. If you're struggling with your own self-confidence, and you're being drawn to a certain place, go there. Don't tell yourself it's dumb. Don't tell yourself it's lame. Don't tell yourself it's not real. Guess what? None of this is real. This whole entire existence isn't real. So it's just a game. So go play the game.
The way you want to play it, not the way somebody tells you to play it. Now, we're going long, but we want you to get this. Now, look, I want to tell you this before we sign off here. I know where this is coming up. We have a new program we've been working on for about 3 months. I'm going to send it out this week so that everybody on the list has an opportunity. We're going to use it to attract new people. That's what we're doing primarily. That's why we created it. It's a prime step. Just watch the video. It'll tell you the rest of it all together. The prime step is a step you take before you do any of the other things. And
in any program, not just
any program.
Working with us.
I mean, we know that you already have a lot of the things we're talking about, but come on. If you want a really simple way to remember and look at how you do your life and how you do what we do, that's why we made it. So I'm going to send that this week. You guys take a look.
Penny, thank you so much for your question. I appreciate your candor and openness, and I hope you know that we love you so much. And when we get tough and stuff like that, it's not just for you. It's for other people who haven't sent in a question but are thinking the same thing. We love you. You're doing great. You're going to continue to do great.
Good luck and great adventures.